that will neither cripple the financial system nor create a false sense that the new financial regulatory architecture will prevent failures in the future. In the summer and fall of 2008, the global financial system was in chaos. Since then, there have been myriad discussions, conferences, television shows, internet discourses, books, and articles about the crisis, its causes, who was to blame, and the failures. There have been congressional hearings, commissions, G20 meetings, government and central bank proposals, etc. There was, and is still, anger directed at Wall Street, the bailouts and the bonus awards, and against central bankers and legislative bodies for not acting sooner to constrain the excesses of the financial system or for promoting them. As the book discusses, although the independence of the Federal Reserve is intact, its wings have been clipped as a lender of last resort. Moreover, we might have lost the opportunity to examine whether an active monetary policy should target only inflation and not changes in asset prices and risk, or whether inflation-targeting policies exacerbated the crisis, as some suggest. And this crisis has had a direct effect on jobs and on those who have owned homes and had leveraged balance sheets.